Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America, and hello to everybody out there, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your guest host, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, sitting in for retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, the host of the Captain's America Third Watch, of course, as we broadcast on this Memorial Day weekend edition, live from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, and we're broadcasting, of course, from Studio E, that's the Moss Family Automotive Studio, to all of our great radio affiliates out there, all across the country, as well as around the world via the internet and via satellite on the GCN network. Now, as always, a special shout out goes out to all of our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police and hospital and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, customs and border patrol, security officers, and of course our U.S. Coast Guard and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, keeping America rolling along, we appreciate you. We salute all of you. And, of course, especially our over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers, the men and women out there getting the job done, our UPS, our FedEx drivers, the bulk mail center haulers, our suicide jockeys hauling gas and diesel and jet fuel wherever it needs to go. And let's not leave out, of course, our Amazon warehouse workers and Amazon drivers delivering their packages all over the country. Now, you can follow us on Facebook simply by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also find the Captain on MeWe, on Gab, on Truth Social, Getter, and we're on Twitter as well, at Captain's America. That's at Captain's America. And don't forget the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch. com. And, of course, we want to hear from you. 1-877-969-8600 is the telephone number if you'd like to call in and opine or have a question, perhaps, for our special guest, Denise Simon, of course. And she's patiently holding on the telephone line. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you ready to say the pledge and we'll get started?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag.
Of the United States of America and to the republic
for which it stands,
one nation
under God
indivisible
with liberty
and justice
for all.
All right, folks, and of course we emphasize those two words, as Captain Matt points out every morning here on the program, under God, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Denise, briefly, at the right before we went to the top of the hour, we were talking a little bit about Memorial Day. But again, this is a very special day set aside to remember those that gave their last full measure for our nation. And yes, of course, people are getting together. They'll have a barbecue, perhaps, or get together with friends. They get a day off work. A lot of people, not everybody, obviously, gets a day off work. And there's time to do that. But as the captain was pointing out in hour number one, it's a good idea to take some time to simply reflect on those that we've lost.
Well, and a lot of people don't necessarily understand that. They get Veterans Day and Memorial Day completely confused. So yesterday was what they called National Poppy Day. And I think, you know, as people kind of gather and do whatever they're going to do here for Memorial Day weekend, they ought to just take a look and understand what poppies and Poppy Day means, because it's a remembrance symbol of, I think it started in World War One. What the specific date was, I'm not quite sure, but Yeah, just take a second and understand veterans and the difference between veterans and memorials to those that, as you said, gave full measure. It's quite a distinction. So
right.
I know I've had to make a correction for people very often, but yeah, I think that's an important thing to do.
Just learn
something new and understand the poppy.
Of course. Yeah, because it started as Remembrance Day as well, just after the Civil War, and morphed into Memorial Day, and then I think 1971 became a federal holiday. Well, mm-hmm. You know, Denise, of course, there's a lot going on out there in the news world, and we're going to get, of course, to some of the election stuff. But isn't it interesting now that Old Navy in the downtown area of San Francisco, they're not going to renew their lease. And it expires here very soon, and they're joining a list of other big company retailers that are just evacuating out of San Francisco.
You know, it's been a long time since I've been in San Francisco, a very long time, actually. And San Francisco used to be the jewel of the West Coast.
Yep.
For so many reasons. You know, Ghirardelli Square and... you know, the cable cars and all that, and how you go from the senators, California senators are going all the way back to Barbara Boxer, Dianne Feinstein, and then obviously Nancy Pelosi, and they just don't seem to care. It, you know, this has been a long time coming, much less the governor. And, you know, between Monterey and San Francisco and whatnot, there used to be really a tourist jewel, a fun place to go.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And so not only is it not a fun place to go, but now it's almost impossible to live and thrive.
Right. Yeah, because it's scary.
Well, and it's indicative of giving people too much to make their lives easy, and it obviously it's not working, and then it's okay, well, now you got this whole drug problem, so, you know, we'll provide tents, and we'll provide needles, and we'll provide this, and that's not working either, so...
It's just not working.
It's a collapse.
That's right.
It's a paid-for collapse.
Yeah, talk about catastrophic. That's the definition. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Hold the line real quick. We are coming back, folks, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. We roll along.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on as we go through the overnight hours here on the program. The Memorial Day weekend edition, of course. And we're glad that you're with us. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce, of course. And don't forget, the telephone line is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Calling up if you'd like to opine or if you have a question for our guest, Denise Simon, here in this part of the program. We're going to get right back to Denise here in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you that this portion of the program and our conversation with Denise Simon is brought to you by your friends over at GEICO. And that would be none other than GEICO Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. And all you have to do is go to their website, geico.com, and take advantage of their price comparison. Put in the vehicle that you own right now, whether it's a car, truck, or whatever, and you're going to see what the comparison might be for the same type of coverage that you have right now. Additionally, if you have a motorcycle or a boat or an RV or an ATV, or some other such vehicle, you can bundle all that together with your car insurance and save money with both of those things or all of those things. And now where you can really save the big money is when you bundle things like your house, maybe if you have an apartment or if you have a condo, you bundle all those things together and you see what the price might be. Everything's a different rate, so that's why you put it all together and get the final result. And then who knows, you might find out just how much money you might be able to save. Again, go over to geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, that's geico.com, and do the cost comparison today. All right, we're back with Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
All right. You know, I saw something earlier. It turns out since 1991, or the last time that was back when the Soviet Union was around. The Russians now have moved tactical nuclear weapons into Belarus, and this is the first time they've done so outside their country, evidently, since 1991, since the fall of the Soviet Union. It's getting interesting, isn't it?
Well, I will tell you that Belarus has a military base there, at least one, possibly two, where they have allowed Russian operations. So they're like co-located there. They also, Belarus has allowed Russian forces, whatever they are anymore, because we're not even sure, you know, if they're really prisoners, if they've been released from prisons, or if they're, soldiers of fortune, if you will, that Russia has gotten from any place they can get them. But they do training and so forth also in Belarus. Now, these tactical nuclear weapons are not the most... by the way, Russia has been using them already in Ukraine. It's not a new condition. They don't use them very often, but they're old, and they're hard to... they're not smart weapons because they're so old. So it's very hard for air defense systems to kind of lock onto them and destroy them midair before they hit some target. They're dumb bombs, if you will. They're just going to hit wherever they hit.
So low tech, old school.
Yes, very old. So Lukashenko, which is the president of Belarus, they've been, he's been a Soviet puppet, and I mean Soviet puppet, Soviet thinking puppet of Putin's for quite some time. So, now people don't want to give any money and give any support and blah, 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 blah to Ukraine. But now you see how this thing is growing. What has Putin done? Well, he tried the Georgia thing. Then he tried and got Crimea. He's essentially destroyed probably, 25% of Ukraine. Now he's got Belarus, so that one, there's no hope getting that one back.
Yeah.
Then you got the relationship with China. He's actually still got forces that are prosecuting a war in Syria. He pulled out of the Geneva Convention. So people, I think, need to necessarily understand Ukraine is not just fighting a war against Russia. See what I'm saying?
Right. Oh, yes.
Ukraine's fighting a war against several countries here, including Iran, which is where the drones are coming from for Russia.
Yes, exactly. And all that's scary stuff.
It's terrifying. And so... the bigger part of the story here is the war could have been over with fast, if at all, if the Biden administration had taken heed early on, knowing that the forces were mobilizing before the invasion, which wasn't it Biden who said it was just a small invasion? Didn't he say
yeah,
that?
Well, I think he said it depended. Well, we'll have to see. Is it a minor incursion or?
Okay.
I have to laugh about that. I'm sorry. I have to laugh.
Everybody on the National Security Council that has their fingerprints on all things Russia, Ukraine, and really anything else, the State Department, and I would argue about half of the brass on the E-ring and the Pentagon all ought to be fired. Every one of them. I think it's almost impeachable what Biden has done and not done when it comes to Ukraine.
That's a powerful statement. You know, Denise, we have a caller holding on the line. Would you like to take a quick question from the caller? Okay, caller,
sure.
I think you're getting there. Hold on. Yes, caller, there you are. You have a question for Denise?
Good morning, Professor. Good morning, Denise. Anthony from Tampa. Yeah, Denise was alluding to the old hazy days of the 60s, reflecting back on San Francisco. You remember the old one-hit wonder by Scott McKenzie. When you're going to San Francisco, remember to wear some flowers in your hair.
In your hair.
Palm Ridge, with the environment and the atmosphere, those flowers would definitely immediately wilter and die. Because the environment's gotten so putrid, that give it to the liberals who turned that environment into a decrepit liberal. And then as far as the gentle people you will meet there, as the song also alluded to, you're going to meet angry individuals, self-centered individuals, which pretty much is a contrast to what you're going to see in red states like Florida. You go to Chicago, you go to New York, what do you meet up with? Angry individuals. That just tells you that those who need to wake up, stop being complacent, choose a side, stay with it, be on the right, because the right is the one that's doing the right things for this nation. God bless this country. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. We really appreciate the call, sir. And Denise, we have another caller hanging on the line. Let's take another question here real quick. You're on with Denise Simon.
Yes, the big if Russia wants to bring tactical nuclear weapons over to Belarus, then maybe we should just say, look, we're just going to give some of our B-61 nuclear bombs, tactical nuclear bombs, which are anywhere from 300 to 400 kilotons, give them to Ukraine, as being they have the F-16 and would be capable of delivering them with them. That nuclear card goes two ways. Yeah. That's just bluffing. And if they, you know, the European nations need to step up. I mean, they've got nukes too. So there's not going to be any nuclear weapons discharged here.
What do you think about that, Denise?
Well, first of all, Biden doesn't have the guts. Number two, the F-16s are not there yet. Remember, Biden said no, he wasn't going to give them F-16s. And then he said no, he wasn't going to train them on them. Well, now he's changed all of that. But let me tell you, where would Ukraine be if the F-16s of the Patriot missile system had already been in Ukraine? Furthermore, if he knew what he was doing, nobody would have had to place tactical nuclear weapons or any kind of nuclear weapons any place. We wouldn't be dealing with having to find tanks, F-16s, anything else. This all could have been, I mean, if anybody was doing their job,
yep.
You know, it'd be a very different place.
I agree. Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again on Monday.
Yes, sir. Be well. Thank you.
Thank you, Denise. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. Kyle Warren in for the captain. Stay right there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
This is a USA News update. As debt negotiations drag on in Washington, one big hurdle left to cross is the issue of stricter work requirements in the budget agreement. On Friday, the Treasury Department warned the U.S. could run out of funding by June 5th if Congress doesn't raise the debt ceiling. J.P. Morgan Chase is telling 1,000 First Republic Bank employees they're being let go. This comes just weeks after America's largest bank bought First Republic. Consumer spending is up. New numbers released Friday show consumer spending rose 0.8% in April, double what was expected by analysts. Prices at the gas pump are holding steady as the holiday weekend gets underway. AAA reports the national average price for a gallon of regular remains $3.57. This is Karen Sloan, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you, Mr. Mike Gallagher. Very much appreciated. 1-877-969-8600 is the line to use if you'd like to call in and opine on the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you, sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce, of course. And we have an awful lot more to tell you about, of course, as we head through this segment of the program. And I would like to tell you that this segment of the program is being brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. That's the, of course, the Moss Family Automotive Group, and that would include Moss Acura and Moss Nissan. You know, Moss Acura and Moss Nissan are side by side on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Then they've got the all new Moss Nissan dealership up in Brooksville. They're on State Route 50, right next to the Suncoast Coast Parkway. That's the Suncoast Parkway. And then, of course, their flagship location located at 19 and 54 in Newport Richey. Moss Nissan, Moss Acura. That's Moss Nissan and MossAcura.com. And, of course, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And that's MossNissan.com and MossAcura.com. Again, welcome back to the program, everybody. And we are rolling across your radio dial here on this Memorial Day weekend, a very special weekend for sure in our country, and a very solemn day as well. You know, I was talking with the captain earlier, and we had a great conversation, of course, about Memorial Day, what it means, and the personal experiences that he has having to do with those that have fallen in fighting for our country. And, of course, there are so many stories all across the land of people that have lost their loved one who was fighting for this country and providing the very freedom that we enjoy and that we cherish every single day of our lives in the United States of America. And, of course, since our focus this morning is, of course, is on Memorial Day, also on things of military, we thought we'd listen in to an interview that Captain Matt Bruce did with General Kellogg not too long ago, and I think we're going to hear some of that right now.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, and it is my honor and privilege and distinct pleasure to be able to introduce the audience to General Keith Kellogg, who's seen it all as the longest-serving national security advisor during the Trump White House. And, of course, he's got this great book that came out on my birthday, October the 19th, War by Other Means. And, General Kellogg, welcome to the Captain's America.
Hey, Matt. Hey, Matt, thanks for having me. I do appreciate it.
It is a privilege and an honor, sir, and I mean that sincerely. Now, you proved yourself recently, over the past several months, to be the leading expert regarding the recent events in Afghanistan, and you called out the book says, muddled politics crippling America and its military today. How about if I just call it the way I see it? It's incompetence.
Yeah. It was really kind of bungled. It was a debacle coming out of Afghanistan. And it was a self-inflicted wound. It didn't have to be that way. You know, Matt, you made the comment. I was actually part of the planning to the very start because I came in after the 2015-16 campaign with the president. He had a desire to get out of Afghanistan. You know, Afghanistan during the moniker of the graveyard of empires for a good reason. It goes back to 327 B.C. with Alexander the Great. He had problems with it. The Brits had problems with it. The Soviets had problems with it. Everybody's had problems with it. We knew that strategically we had to get out of there, so we came up with a plan to do it. And it was a pretty good, it wasn't a great plan, but it was a pretty good plan based on conditions. Certain conditions had to be met before we withdraw. And it's all public record. They can pull it up in the Department of State website that we came up with an agreement with the Taliban to start with their lead negotiator, a guy named Berarder. And we set it in place where certain conditions had to be made before we met, before we decided to withdraw. And of course, by the president picking up the phone on the 3rd of March, mm-hmm. 2 days after we came up with the agreement, and he was told Berarder, quite clearly, this is what is going to happen with the full weight of the United States if you don't meet the conditions for us allowed to withdraw. And we had those things pretty well in place. And then Biden comes in and he just says, no conditions, I'm just going to leave on the 31st of August. He leaves, and it didn't have to be that way. And it's just not me talking, Matt. It's, you know, Pence, my former Vice President Pence has said that, mm-hmm. former Secretary. Pompeo said it, O'Brien, the former NSA has said it, John Ratcliffe, the DNI has said it. We've all said the same thing. If you just followed the darn plan, we would have gotten out in good order, and with that place would still be relatively, you know, relatively peaceful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, sir, you know and I know we never leave anyone behind. Now, that applies to the military. That applies to the police department. That applies to the fire service, where I spent 25 years and got caught up at the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001. And people kept saying, why are you guys coming back? Why are you guys coming back when we were going through the rubble? I said, because we don't leave anyone behind, period. And when Biden did that, he will never live that down. As long as I live and any other God-fearing American flag-waving individual, he will never live that down. We will not let him remember that or forget that.
Yeah, you know, Matt, it's interesting. A lot of people probably don't realize you and I are Vietnam veterans. That was our policy in Vietnam. You never leave anybody behind.
Right.
You make fight all the way to the end to make sure you get your people out there. And we deliberately did that. I mean, we knew we left people behind. He knew it. And I'm stunned that we actually did it. And the military basically said, oh, okay. We had a chance not to do that because the Taliban actually said, well, you can push out the perimeter and, you know, control Kabul to make sure you got people out of there. And we didn't do it. We should have done it. If it was me, I would have expanded the perimeter and I would have told the Taliban, you know, we're going to leave maybe in September, October, November, December, when we get everybody out. Once everybody's accounted for,
sure.
We come home. But you never leave an American behind. And then knowingly leaving them behind was really criminal. And then leaving people like the allies that we had there that served with us that had special immigrant visas behind as well, it's just stunning to me that actually happened. I'll tell you, Madison, it wasn't part of my DNA.
Yeah. Nobody that I know either. My father's rolling over in his grave. He was with the 82nd Airborne at D-Day. And, of course, you know what happened to those guys when they jumped behind enemy lines. And my father would be rolling over in his grave right now because he told me, he says, the things we had to do to retrieve our dead was unbelievable. And I know him. I know what he's saying is true. But, General, I'm going to move on here a little bit because we do want to talk about some other things.
All right. So we're just hearing some of Captain Matt's interview recently with General Kellogg. And as we go out to break here in just a moment, something the Captain and I were talking about a little bit earlier today, we're going to hear a little bit of Bobby Palermo and his song, Make America Great Again. Let's listen to a little bit of that here on this Memorial Day.
America, how long can we last? Open your eyes and realize we're falling fast. America the beautiful, God blessed us with this land. Let's set aside our differences and make America great again. Just woke up, we're on our feet. We still believe in the American dream, and it's something we demand. There's no other place on earth that's greater than this land.
That's Bobby Palermo, Make America Great Again, and Captain and I were talking earlier that it was appropriate to bring this song back here on this Memorial Day weekend because, of course, we are able to have a great land and a great country because of those that gave their lives so that we could do programs like this and have freedom and do all those great things, folks. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along in the overnight hours. Don't go anywhere because there's a lot more to talk about as we continue. 1-877-969-8600.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, thank you so much, Kathy Curtis. Yes, call us up. Tell us what's on your mind. 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. The Captain's America Third Watch radio program is on the air, and of course, my name's Kyle Warren. I'm sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce here this morning on the program. And wherever you are, hope that you're going to have a great day, of course. And we're moving into this Memorial Day weekend. It will be a very busy travel time. There's no doubt about that. But that's one of the things America does. It moves around. It keeps going. It keeps rolling along. And that's what this program is all about. And the captain, of course, has been at the helm for many, many years. And it's going to stay that way. And this program, again, is going to continue to talk about all the things about our country and all the news of the day. And, well, you get the drift. All right. Well, this portion of the program is being brought to you by the good folks at MyPillow. You know, listeners to the show know that Captain Matt Bruce tells everybody about the good people at MyPillow, the amazing products that they have to offer. From the brand new MyPillow 2.0 to the Giza sheets, the slippers, the unbelievable towel sets, just to name a few, MyPillow, of course, has so much to offer. And by the way, everyone in my family, everyone in the professor's family, we all sleep on a MyPillow. You know, Mrs. Professor, she gave me a pair of the MyPillow slippers for Christmas, and she enjoys hers too. And we sleep on the Giza sheets every night, and we absolutely love them. They're very comfortable. They're the best sheets that we've ever had, along with the towel sets. You know, I haven't mentioned those lately, but the towel sets, awesome. Towel sets are great. You absolutely have to check out the towel sets. You won't want to buy another kind of towel, I think, after you've used the MyPillow towels. They're that good. And, of course, right now, speaking of those Giza sheets, the MyPillow Giza bedsheet sets are as low as $29.98. That's 50% off right now. Slippers, sandals, and slides also as low as $19.95 with your promo code. That's the promo code CAPTAIN. It's very easy to remember. One word, Captain, that's all you need. So go over to MyPillow, that's MyPillow.com, rather, and check out those great products, and there's all kinds of stuff to choose from. And when you've made your choices, you're ready to check out, be sure to use the promo code Captain when you put all that in your cart. But if you don't want to go on the Internet or put your credit card information in, that's understandable. You can dial up a real person. 1-800-641-5459 is the number to call. That's 1-800-641-5459. And be sure, again, to use the promo code CAPTAIN, and they're going to get you all set up. So once again, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN. All right. Well, once again, folks, there's no shortage of things to talk about on the program today. Now, one of the things, of course, that's been going on is the interest rates, the raising of the rates throughout this last period of time, such that the Fed believes that they're going to cause enough pain out there in order to make sure that inflation starts coming down. Well, you know, if we, as we go into the election year cycle here, the election cycle, you know, I think it's going to be readily apparent to a lot of voters that one of the ways that we could get inflation down is, well, I don't know, start making the cost of things a lot less, and that starts with the cost of fuel. And this is where a lot of this started. Because when Biden came into office, one of the first things he did, of course, and we're not going to do the Keystone XL pipeline. I think wasn't one of his promises he was going to get rid of, fossil fuels and this kind of stuff. Well, all that has an effect. And of course, the price of fuel went up, and, the rest is history, because everything, and so many truckers listening to this program right now, we know it, we get it, and you get it. And everything goes somewhere on a truck. Everything has to get to you by a truck. And when the fuel goes up, all the other prices start going up as well. Well, this from Reuters, U.S. consumer spending increased more than expected in April, boosting the economy's growth prospects for a second quarter, and inflation picked up, which could prompt the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates again next month. Oh, brother, this is not going to be good. This continues on. And talk about a self-fulfilling prophecy. People are going to start thinking to themselves, something's really wrong out there. And of course, they do know that something's really wrong out there. They know that the prices are too high. They continue to go up, essentially. Go to the grocery store. You'll see what I mean. And so that will cause even more pulling back and so forth. It's not good. So I think a lot of people are believing, and a lot of economists, I think, believe that maybe the Fed ought to not do this so much anymore. But that's okay. You know, they'll finagle it some way with the numbers to make you understand, I guess, that, or make you think that, we have to keep doing this. You know, we have to keep causing the pain. We have to keep causing pain. So I guess fasten your seatbelts. There's going to probably be more interest rate hikes. Oh, fun. All right. Well, once again, folks, we're rolling through the morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And, of course, we're focusing in on Memorial Day. And we have a very special treat on the program this morning. We have a commentary from Hugh Hewitt that is entitled A Grateful Nation Says Thank You. So as we think about Memorial Day, let's listen for a moment to Mr. Hugh Hewitt. If he's going to come on there. I think he's going to come on there. It might take a moment here.
Summer months ahead. This year, Memorial Day comes amidst tense and dynamic times for the nation. And yet on the world stage, our nation is facing challenges unlike anything we've seen since the end of the Cold War. General Secretary Xi and the Chinese Communist Party sense weakness in this administration, more aggressive and assertive than ever. When you consider Iran, Russia, North Korea, other rogue institutions and state, and the still-present threat of radical Islam across the globe, we live in a very dangerous world. I'm hopeful our nation will rise to the challenge yet again. And I know this. We are debtors to all those who have defended us for nearly 250 years now. For all who bear the scars of service, for all who paid the ultimate price for the families with an empty seat at the table, we are in your debt. Hundreds of millions of Americans salute you today. A grateful nation says thank you. I'm Hugh Hewitt.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Very nice commentary, very powerful commentary from Hugh Hewitt, of course, from the Salem Network. And, we continue to remember what Memorial Day really means. And certainly, just as we were talking about in hour number one, we're talking about bona fide heroes. They never came home, but each sacrifice, of course, is, combines with the others made by these heroic individuals. And that means that we all have the ability to live our lives, and we can go after that happiness that is talked about in the Declaration of Independence. And, of course, it's a solemn day, and we have the chance, we have the honor of remembering those that have fallen, that gave the last full measure for their country. And that means, of course, that we get to live in freedom. We get to look up and see our flag flying. We get to say, America continues to get better. It continues to be the land of opportunity. We get to live in that shining city on a hill only because there were those who went when their country called, and they were brave, and they showed courage, and they, even in the face of, I'm sure, what is just abject fear in many cases because of being in war, but yet they charged forward, and they served their country, and they did so because they loved their country, and they loved their families, and they loved their communities, and they loved their nation. What kind of love is that? It's off the charts. I can't even begin to imagine. But our lives and, of course, our success, all of the things that we get to do in our future is something that makes them would make them proud, I believe. And so we do want to say thank you this Memorial Day because they have given us the freedom that we so cherish. Folks, it's been my pleasure to be with you here in Tampa all this week. Now, starting next week, I'm going to be back in California, but we're going to be right here still in the overnight hours, and I'll be sitting in for Captain Matt. I want to thank everybody who's been so kind to me and helped me, especially here at the station, Joe Weaver. We've got, of course, I really enjoyed meeting Ken Dyer and Roger P. Schulman. They were very kind to me. Everybody's made me feel so welcome here at Salem, Tampa, and I just want to say thank you. Thanks to John. Thanks to Jeff. And thanks to everybody who's just been so wonderful to me. I love your city. I hope to return soon, but I will return on the airwaves. Sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce starting on Monday. We'll have the captain around too. Folks, thank you. Go out there and make it a great day. I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks again. And, of course, God bless America. Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt Bruce, the Captain's America Third Watch. Take care out there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.